You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Joker recently covered this article, and he has his opinions, and of course, I have my own opinions, which, as you guys know, are completely and totally raw and unfiltered. Now, this particular article is once again a smack in the face of the everyday average man. So, no matter how much you improve yourself to improve your chances of attracting a better quality of woman, and let's be clear, that is the primary reason for a lot of men who do self-improve. Most refuse to admit it. But I know, you don't want to seem like that guy who's actually improving himself for a woman. Okay, whatever. But let's be real. That's the underlying reason. However, this article is something that society and women have been longing to tell men. And now they finally have the means to do so. Even though where they get the actual study from or survey is definitely a whole lot of BS. So this is just nothing more than another propaganda hit piece designed to tell men, no matter what you do, you need to bend the knee to society, and especially to undesirable women. Now, this article was published on the 26th of July. Men need to lower their standards on dating apps. New study shows. Just go ahead and soak that in, gentlemen. Soak it in. Let it wash over you like a refreshing wave on a hot summer day. Yeah. Now, of course, we've all seen the photos of the T app women on there. Yeah. A bunch of straight up gremlins, hobgoblins, cave trolls, troglodytes, and straight up gargoyles. That, gentlemen, is what you are expected to go for. And they talk about, women talk about settling. No, men have settled for far longer than women ever have. Why? Because as men, a lot of us see deeper things in women. But women, oh no, it's all about surface level. Now, men will find women attractive. Period, point blank. That is never going to change. However, the idea that men are told, especially in this article, that once again, no matter what you do, no matter how much you self-improve, you still need to be humble and accept unacceptable women. There's long been a theory that on dating apps, 80% of women are pursuing the top 20% of men. Oh, wow, they're finally willing to admit something that we here in this space have known for years, if not decades. The 80-20 rule, even though when you adjust for inflation, is actually the 90-10 rule. But new research, and I'm going to say research and take that with a grain of salt, because this is nothing more than, once again, propaganda aimed at telling men to once again accept undesirable women. This research reveals it's actually fellas who are aiming too high when swiping for love. Gentlemen, something that you need to be crystal clear with your intentions, which is why, in my honest opinion, pay for play should be made legal. Most guys are trying to get laid. That's it. They're not trying to form a relationship with a woman. If they do, they will. If they so choose to, they will. But beyond that, first things first, we trying to bust them guts and bust the nut upside her forehead and keep it moving. If we deem her more valuable than that, then the relationship will start to form. Just go ahead and be honest with yourself, gentlemen. Stop selling these women dreams. International researchers analyzed the behaviors of almost 3,000 heterosexual users of a Czech Republic dating app, with their findings published earlier this week in the Plus One journal. Now, one has to ask the question, how is it that research on a Czech Republic dating app applicable to men here in the United States? Well, it's all about connecting the dots. The overwhelming majority of men here in America are no longer pursuing women. So, any attempt at propagandizing the problem to blame it on men, guess what? The lamestream society is going to take it. That's all this is. Quote unquote, men tended to express interest in women who were more desirable than themselves, while women typically pursued men of more similar desirability, the team uncovered. That right there is a serious crock of shit. Seriously, they torpedoed their own argument in the first damn line of the first paragraph, the 80-20 rule. So no, women are not shooting for men in their same league. They're shooting for the top, even if they are the bottom percent of women. To classify how desirable each user was, researchers counted the number of swipes they received from other people on the app. There were more male users, meaning that female users generally ranked more highly in this hierarchy. Once again, that is absolutely ridiculous. These women don't even rank that high. Hell, you got to look at the vast majority of these women to begin with. Most of them are not even trying to actually find a man on the app. Yeah, see, they conveniently left that portion out. The overwhelming majority of women on dating apps are only there to get their narcissistic attention fix. Some of these women are even in relationships already, but they need that hit of dopamine just to say, ooh, I still feel desired. Once again, that is a big part of this quote unquote study that they conveniently left out. Despite being spoiled for choice, the research revealed that women sometimes choose slightly less desirable partners on average. Once again, no. Sorry. Men have no problems fucking down. And that right there is also a problem of the whole damn dating environment. Yeah, highly desirable men will bang, you know, a hobgoblin in secret. Yeah. See, you got to understand, when it comes to women, when they start getting dick down, that's where they stop progressing. So yeah, a lot of those cave trolls that were on that T app, some man was still banging the ugliest of ugly women on there, but they were doing it in secret. And that's something that men have to stop doing. But I know that's never going to happen. An easy lay is always going to be an easy lay. However, the study showed that successful matches tended to, quote unquote, happen between people with similar levels of desirability. Thus, to avoid feeling frustrated and rejected when using dating apps, the research suggests that men should be more realistic about their own desirability and not attempt to date out of their league. Boy, that right there. Talk about a serious kick in the nuts. However, CGA has the perfect counter to that phrase. No woman is out of your league. You know what? I'm going to actually amend that myself. No good-looking or beautiful woman is out of your league, only out of your price range. Because let's not get it twisted. A lot of good-looking women, they actually are making back alley deals. But they're able to keep their business hidden. And the men that they are with actually know how to keep their business hidden. There is no kissing and telling. But yeah, let's go ahead and put that on the board. Our research on a Czech online dating app shows that while men often aim high when choosing women whom to connect with, successful matches tend to happen between people with similar levels of desirability. This pattern is largely the result of rejection rather than an initial preference for similarity. Thus, the successful dating matching outcomes tend to align more closely with women's preferences more than men's. This likely reflects women's stronger position in the online dating market, as men outnumber women and are often expected to make the first damn move. Gentlemen, I would simply say this. Abandon the dating apps. I know the overwhelming majority of men won't do it. I know. Well, how about this, gentlemen? Just get a damn synthetic companion instead. I know, once again, the vast majority of men won't do that. Why? Because their desire for, I'm not going to say sex, more so validation from a woman, damn near trumps everything, especially in these days and times where women are just blatantly saying, look, you need to be this, this, and this before you can even speak to me. Now, with so many women out here talking about money, 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 once again, why can't we just go ahead and make established brothels legal in every damn state? The birth rate, I already talked about that. That's already at the bottom of the South Pole. At least give men something. But nope. They still need your labor and your resources to go into the system via women. Now, I'm going to go ahead and throw a serious curveball question out. Ready? Who are the biggest group of misogynists? What group has a burning, seething hatred for other women? That's right. The answer is undesirable women. How so? What makes me say that? Well, the recent controversy with Sydney Sweeney and the American Eagle commercial. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. All the fat, fugly feminists came out trying to cancel that woman over a commercial. And they went so far as to say, this is about eugenics. Get the absolute fuck out of here. It was a simple commercial about some damn blue jeans. But of course, yeah, they had to go all extreme. But like I said, all the fat and fuglies came out, and that just proved once again how bad fat and fugly women, undesirable women, hate women that actually are desirable, which we know the vast majority of women here in the West are in fact undesirable. So yeah, just another layer. But yeah, gentlemen, at this point, if you're gonna sit it out, at least get yourself a companion doll to sit it out with. Because trust and believe, these women, they are not going to improve. They're not going to get in the gym. They're not going to go get themselves a skin routine. Nothing. They expect you to improve yourself and still come back down and get them. All because they have a vagina. Okay, we all know. Women say, ooh, I got a box. So that's my only and ultimate trading card. Yeah, ladies. Yeah, okay, cool. Men can say, you know what? I'll just go across the seas, which women are still talking shit about the passport bros. But guess what? They don't care. They don't care, gentlemen. They don't. And neither should you. But all in all, yeah, the women on the T app represent the overwhelming majority of average women in America that you are supposed to take on. No. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you undesirable women out there who really think that you're going to use the system in order to pigeonhole men into accepting you, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The online power, the social media power that you think you have, oh, that will go out. Feminism, and once again, the idea that you simply having a box is going to trump all of your other, you know, bad ideas, your bad built body, all of that, that's going to go out right along with it. Because yes, men are never going to not desire attractive women. Never going to happen. So yeah, ladies, you need to improve yourself if you want to get yourself a good, decent man. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.